This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, January 14th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Cat Taylor locks arms with CCA and CAFB. CARB unveils cap and trade changes and new EPA water rule. Cat Taylor joins push for wolf compensation funding. Ag and rural groups are urging Governor Gavin Newsom to commit $30 million in the state budget for California's wolf program, warning that existing funding has failed to keep pace with a growing wolf population and rising livestock conflicts. In a letter to the governor, the coalition said the California Department of Fish and Wildlife lacks sufficient resources to support wolf recovery while protecting ranchers who steward large swaths of wolf habitat. Notably, the office of Cat Taylor joined the coalition. Taylor is a philanthropist known for advocating on progressive climate and conservation programs and is the wife of Tom Steyer, the failed presidential candidate who now is running for governor. Also in the alliance are the California Cattlemen's Association, California Farm Bureau, and Rural County Representatives of California. The group said the state's $3 million wolf livestock compensation pilot program, launched in 2021, was exhausted by March of 2024. Subsequent budget allocations, including $600,000 in 2024 and $2 million last year, forced CDFW to narrow compensation largely to confirmed livestock deaths, eliminating most support for non-lethal deterrence. Of the $30 million request, $25 million would restore and expand compensation for deterrence and indirect losses. Additional funding would support staffing, GPS collaring of wolf packs, a flexible management fund, and continued research partnerships with UC Berkeley and UC Cooperative Extension. Also launching helicopters. CDFW will begin helicopter-based capture and collaring operations for deer, elk, and gray wolves across parts of Northern California in the coming weeks, as a part of ongoing population monitoring and research efforts. The operations, designed to collect data on movement, survival, habitat use, and population health. The department said the collaring effort is especially important for tracking gray wolf dispersal and pack dynamics as the species continues to recolonize Northern California. Data collected will also inform management decisions related to big game conservation, habitat planning, and conflict prevention with livestock. You can read about one wolf pack's economic impacts in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. CARB releases cap and trade proposal. The California Air Resources Board is proposing a broad set of amendments to its cap and trade program, renamed Cap and Investment, under recent legislation that would extend the carbon market through 2045 while tightening allowance budgets and revising rules that could affect agriculture, bioenergy, and offset projects. Under the proposal, CARB would adjust annual allowance budgets beginning in 2027 to align with California's 2030 and 2045 climate targets, including an 85% reduction below 1990 greenhouse gas levels. Staff say the updated trajectory reflects revised emission inventories and is intended to support a smoother transition into the post-2030 compliance period. For ag and bioenergy producers, the amendments include new eligibility requirements for biomass-derived fuels. CARB proposes clearer definitions and reporting standards to determine which fuels qualify for emission exemptions, with the aim of ensuring only fuels derived from eligible biomass sources receive favorable treatment under the program. Staff say the changes are intended to reduce ambiguity while preventing emission leakage and double counting. The proposal also includes technical updates to the compliance offset program that could affect agricultural offset projects, including clarifications to project listing, monitoring, verification, and credit invalidation rules. CARB says the changes reflect lessons learned from existing offset protocols and are intended to strengthen credit integrity while streamlining administration for project developers, including those in livestock methane, manure management, and other land-based projects. CARB estimates the amendments could avoid roughly 953 million metric tons of emissions between 2027 and 2046 while increasing auction revenue for climate investments. The board is scheduled to consider the proposal at a public hearing in May. Tariff Judgment Day 2.0. Well, the Supreme Court has another opportunity today to rule on President Donald Trump's emergency tariffs. The court has signaled that it may issue a decision or decisions, but not the case or cases they will apply to. I think everyone kind of agrees that maybe we're slightly above 50% chance of the Supreme Court ruling these tariffs illegal. That, according to Simon Lester, a non-resident fellow at Banker Institute International Economics Program, speaking to AgriPulse. Trump has been doubling down on duties in recent days and warning of dire outcomes if the court strikes them down. Trump told Detroit Economic Club yesterday that those who brought the case before the court are being China-centric. "I wouldn't want the tariffs if I was China either," Trump said. "China's one of our biggest taxpayers right now," he added, claiming that other countries, not U.S. citizens, are paying the tariffs. But recent analysis show that U.S. businesses absorbed many of the early tariff costs, and the U.S. consumers are paying many of them now. Meanwhile, foreign companies are only eating between 14 and 25% of the costs. More from SCOTUS. The High Court redistributed for conference on Friday a petition from Bayer subsidiary Monsanto. The petition asked the court to take up the question of whether federal pesticide law preempts claims brought under state liability law. It's possible the court could have a decision by Monday, January 19th, on whether it will take up the case. It also could delay action and, again, distribute the petition for conference. EPA floats new water quality certification proposal. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing a new rule that would affect how states certify that federal infrastructure projects do not harm water quality. Under the Clean Water Act, Section 401, states must show EPA how projects such as hydroelectric dams will not violate water quality standards. EPA news release says the proposal would increase permitting efficiency and eliminate unwarranted delays that have stifled economic growth. The 2023 Biden administration rule allowed states to employ, quote, delay tactics and protracted certification timelines inconsistent with the Clean Water Act, EPA's release says. Reaction? NRDC, Restore the Delta, and other environmental groups immediately expressed strong opposition. They countered that the dramatic rollback would weaken critical projections for rivers, lakes, wetlands, and downstream communities and remove legal tools that act as, quote, the last lines of defense against projects that threaten our health, water, and ways of life. Here's today's final word. They built lives in cities like Fresno and Stockton and Modesto, Bakersfield, and here in Sacramento. That GOP Senator Marie Alvarado Gil of Jackson honoring Korean immigrants who, quote, began arriving in California in the early 20th century, often taking on difficult agricultural labor under challenging conditions and with limited resources and facing discrimination. She noted that they, quote, worked in fields and orchards and vineyards, helping sustain the valley's agriculture economy during its most demanding years. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, January 14th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.